Today is 19th June 2025 and we'll be listening to Baba's message after Bhog was offered in Om Shanti Bhavan by Shashi Devi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reached the subtle region, what did I see there? There was a very beautiful room. That had beautiful decoration in all four corners. Along with that, it was very beautiful, a very big heart and different shaped hearts around it. After a few seconds, Baba came closer and said, "What are you looking at?" So what is Baba showing us today? Baba started to smile and said, "Baba today has merged everyone in his heart with his love. The children are lost and merged in Baba's love. And I started visualizing the children's faces within all these hearts, and it was a very beautiful scene." What did Baba do after a few seconds? Baba gave everyone a sparkling heart, and as it was reaching each child's hand, for some the light was sparkling a lot, for some the light was a bit dim. For some, there was a bit of shadow on someone's heart. And so there are different things for different hearts. The children were looking at each other and saying, "Why? How did Baba give them that kind of heart and me something less?" So Baba then said, "Look closely at your heart." Children do say, "My Baba from the heart, I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me." But when there is carelessness, then the reflection of the sparkle of that heart diminishes. There are some other children who, just for the sake of it, say that this is my Baba, but along with that, they've merged many other matters and situations in their heart. And so this is why the light on their heart sparkles and diminishes. For some, there's just one point of light shining on the heart, but that light was very, very powerful and special. Baba has seated the father in their hearts. Baba also merges the children in his heart. But sometimes, out of carelessness, the children are not able to experience what Baba is bestowing on them, what they've attained from Baba. And then there are also some children who say that they have seated Baba in their hearts, but they're still entangled in situations and they're lost in confusion over certain things. And then even though Baba is in front of them, they're not able to experience the father's company. Thirdly, Baba said, there are very few children who have accurately recognized the father and they have accurately merged Baba in their heart. Baba was sharing all of this and from behind there was some kind of sound and some kind of siren that was sounded. So the children start to look here and there, wondering what's happening. So they ask Baba, "Baba, what's happening?" Baba then explained, "Time through its bell is making everyone aware. The bells of time, small and big, are all being sounded so the children remain away from carelessness. And you have to make the effort now of becoming equal to the Father. Sometimes you hear a little bell, sometimes you hear a larger bell, sometimes you also see scenes of explosions. So the children should not pay attention to the external explosions. Don't pay attention to the external chaos, but accumulate such experiences of closeness to Baba so that wherever you stand, people who are observing you will say, this is a wonder. Such a time has come that within all this chaos of time, you have to spread such vibrations for Baba's glorification so that every soul says, the Supreme Being is our Father, and it's only through the Supreme Being's company that we can have experiences. So you have to show this miracle, you have to show this wonder in the world. And so time is signaling the children. You children have to stay free, stay away from carelessness, and stay away from the entanglement of situations. Merge the Father in your heart and show the Father, the wonder of your task, and only then can you glorify the Father. Baba was showering a lot of love with the children. Once again, Baba gave the children a heart as a gift, and on that heart was written, mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. Stabilize yourself in this consciousness, and you will have a lot of experiences. Situations are taking place around you in the world. You will be able to cross over all these situations when you have this awareness, and those situations will not be able to touch you. Baba gave the children a lot of love and said, Baba knows who is sitting in front of Baba today in Pandav Bhavan. They are the children from South India, Warangal, who have a lot of love for Baba. And even the souls in the world, Baba's very special children, are being immersed in the subtle region. Baba is drawing attention to the time. On one hand, there is revelation. And on the other hand, time is carrying out its task of transformation. But you children will bring about revelation, and time will bring about transformation. And so while seeing the balance between the two, you have to glorify the Father. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed all the children the bhog himself. I then said, there are many children who have offered special bhog. Baba emerged that group in front of him and was giving them drishti and was swinging them in the swing of love. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. And I then returned. Om Shanti.